Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's John Cook and Dervil MacDonald this evening. Now, a new ad campaign aims to address the rising number of fatalities on Irish roads by encouraging people to have life-saving conversations with loved ones about their unsafe driving behaviours. It's the Road Safety Authority's Time to Talk campaign. We can have a quick listen.
See you later.
For more on this, I'm joined by Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with the Road Safety Authority, Sarah O'Connor. Now, Sarah, good evening. Thanks for joining us on Drive Time. This ad campaign, it seems to give the flavour of sorry for your troubles. We're at a funeral here. This is a tragic death. And then it's maybe a missed opportunity for a potentially life-saving conversation. Will you explain it?
Absolutely, John. I think you've gotten pretty close to it there. I suppose this campaign was kind of germinated earlier this year when, as part of the research we were undertaking to look at a number of the dangerous behaviours we were concerned about, we held a number of focus groups with younger men. And, you know, within those focus groups, we were obviously exploring, you know, their relationship with speed, mobile phones, drink driving, other challenging, I suppose, parts of road safety behaviour. And we were trying to find out from them what they thought would really work, what would really hit them. And, you know, we were discussing the idea about influencers and using influencers and what person would be most impactful in terms of getting them to rethink their road behaviour. And the piece that came through from really the entire group, whether it was the group from, let's say, 20 to 25 or the group from 25 to age 30, the piece that came through very strongly was actually somebody very close to them in their own life, maybe their mum or dad, maybe their girlfriend, maybe the three or four lads that they travel to a training in the car and having a conversation, maybe saying, look, you kind of scare me when you go too fast, or right, I don't feel comfortable to drive with you, or those kind of conversations. That those were the pieces that they felt could actually really make them change their mind. And so the ad really has stemmed from that insight from those particular focus groups.
I think we've all been at maybe too many sad funerals where we've seen the devastating impact of a road crash. And my deepest sympathies to anyone going through that right now. But can we get caught up maybe in the trauma and the grief of that and maybe then not have the conversations? Do you think people are actually talking about what happened? We don't want to blame anyone necessarily, but we want to say, how are you driving? Or, you know, are you being careful? Do you think parents, friends, partners were having those conversations?
Look, I think people have those, but they need a prompt to have them. And I suppose that's what this ad campaign is all about. And I suppose on one hand, you know, sometimes people can be dismissive saying, well, what's a quiet word from me? What difference is that going to make? And the feedback from the group of guys, the two groups of guys that we saw, was actually that can make all of the difference. And I suppose it wasn't only an insight that carried through for young men, though they are definitely a group that we really worry about on the roads. It's also on a broader level, like we all, and I'm sure some of your listeners will be driving, so I'm not asking them to close their eyes, but for the rest of us, if we close our eyes and we think about dangerous driving, we all know of two or three people and we worry about a particular aspect of their driving. And the point about the ad is it lays out the consequences, which are very tragic and very stark. And if we haven't been to a funeral where somebody has died as a result of a road fatality, we have been to a funeral where a young person mm-hmm. has died. And we know about the just inexplicable pain that comes from that. And at the very, very end of the ad, and actually the director that we chose to do this ad, he stuck in the piece at the very, very end, the 5 or 6 seconds that you see at the end, where the young man still stands in the light of day in the front door, where the mom is about to say something, and then it just, in her head, it's not the right time, so she doesn't say it, or the chief mourner, if it's not the mom, let's say, doesn't say what she's going to say.
And I think we can all see why that might happen. We were like, you know, we don't want to offend, we don't want to row, we don't think it'll happen to us. You're saying we need to think it might.
Well, I suppose the point that we've been making to people is that you can actually have that conversation in a way that isn't a row. You know, we can all say the words, look, I worry about your driving because, that doesn't have to mean a fight. We can all say, look, it makes me nervous because, or look, I've seen an awful lot of those funerals discussed in the last few months. Let's never have that happen to us. And how about you and I both change something? Like, those are good intros to a conversation that don't have to be argumentative. They don't have to be difficult. And really, I suppose for any of us, a conversation that comes like that rather than a fight is always much more amenable to any of us changing our behaviour or thinking differently about how we do the daily do, which is what our transport and our driving is.
Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. I suppose better to risk that offence or that row than the unthinkable of what might happen, because it's been another bad week on Irish roads, 5 people dying in 4 separate road incidents in recent days. The numbers up 109, up 17 on the same period last year. We all need to take notice of this ad and have those conversations. Please do drive safe. Thanks to Sarah O'Connor of the Road Safety Authority. We're back very shortly, redesigning your home with artificial intelligence versus the architect.